You know, it's the thing I just know from having done this a while, that season's a long season, and you're going to have ups and downs, and there's, you know, games end up being decided by a player or two a lot of times. So when it's going good, I think, you know, you're positive and you feel like you are going in the right direction. But, you know, I understand why we've been able to make plays. Able to win games, you know, we make critical plays in critical situations, and that's the difference.
That is the main difference, like you're making the plays that maybe 2 months ago you weren't making. Is that been the big difference in the last 4 weeks?
Well, the biggest difference for us is we're healthy, and we were starting to get healthy in that first game. We were coming off a bye, but some of those guys that were healthy hadn't played much together. I think playing together and getting back in there has helped us. We have made some subtle changes from a personnel standpoint that we think have helped us, and we have made plays at critical situations. You know, you drive the football 80 yards in two minutes and 5 seconds in New York and throw a touchdown pass with 30 seconds left or whatever it was. You know, those are big plays.
Coach, can you talk about the challenges Eddie Royal presents? I know last year he caught that two-point conversion, and then obviously this year he had the two returns.
Well, he's an exciting, dynamic player, and you know, we've obviously spent the last couple of days looking at the plays he's made in the last few games we played, and you know, we have to be at our best and just contain him. We know he's going to get the ball. He's going to make plays. We just got to keep him from making the big play.
How big of a difference does it make who's playing quarterback this week for Denver?
Oh, you know, when you got a guy that's played every game and you know, get you off to a 6-0 start as he did and is playing at that level, you know, I'd be the same way. I'd like to have the guy who's been doing it. But, you know, that's a talented offensive group. And they've got an outstanding offensive line. They've got a tight end that gave us fits in the first game. And outstanding receivers. So, you know, I know Chris is very capable. So, you know, we've really got to get ready for what they do and then adjust to whoever plays.
Yeah, I guess that's what I meant to ask. I didn't ask it very well. How much in preparation-wise for your defense does it change between, you know, Sims is a left-hander, maybe he does some things different than Orton. How much does it change in your preparation defensively, not knowing who's going to play quarterback?
Well, it's some uncertainty, but like I said, they're not, from what they do and what they like to do from an offensive scheme and who they're going to try to get the ball to, I don't think that's going to change a great deal.
Norv, one of the stickier issues, I guess, for you as a coach to go through is whether a player's injured or whether he's hurt. Has that been a difficult, and then, you know, going back to that 2007 AFC Championship game, you had to make a lot of decisions that way. Maybe the magnitude of the game helped make you the decision, but you just talk about the difficulty and weighing that.
Well, there's two things that I think. The number one issue is what your medical staff says, and that's where it starts. And if they say a guy is out, he's out, and if he can't play, he can't play. You know, and then I think the next step is a player, and then if a guy has an injury that, as you said, you know, it's you know, he's in pain, but he can still function, and he wants to play, then I think you have to figure that into the equation. And then my deal always is, you know, a guy who can't practice, who's hurt, and, you know, thinks he can play, but isn't going to play very well, sometimes you're better off not playing him and letting the other guy play, you know, and you refer back to that game. I know the championship game there, and Phillip, you know, sitting in there on Monday with him, him wanting to have a chance to play, you know, I told him, you're a young guy, you're gonna have an opportunity to do this in the future, and you'll be able to do it healthy. If you're, you know, if they say you're at risk, I think you need to shut it down. And you know, he was obviously very determined to play.
On the opposite end of that, and I know this sticks in your craw, that LT's toughness was questioned after that game. You just talk about how the perception of each player. Phillip Rivers, it seemed like his reputation around the league went sky high after that, and all of a sudden LT, for a guy who never missed a game, had to start answering questions.
Yeah, that's, you know, in terms terms of Philip, I think the way people perceived it was fair and deserving, and he is a very tough guy. You know, at the time, it was made very clear they played different positions and had totally different injuries. And anyone, you know, that was hard because I've got so much respect for LT and what he's done and what he's continuing to do, and it was just hard. And I know LT, and I know if there was any way he could have played and been effective, he would have played.
Herb, how much does it help your mental mindset with your team that you are now tied in the AFC West? I mean, you've already, you know, kind of erased this 3.5-game deficit very quickly.
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, when we played on Monday night after that game, we all made it clear. I made it clear to them that, you know, the only thing we could control was ourselves. We have no control over what's going to happen on the outside. I don't think it's any different. We control ourselves, you know, how we perform, how we prepare, all that. I think when you get on a winning streak, it helps your preparation. Obviously, when you're competing for first place in the division, it helps your preparation. But there's a lot of season left, and this is a big game, and I've been through these big games where everyone says if you lose this game, it's going to be tough, and or if you win it, you'll be sailing free, and when the game's over, you still got to go play a bunch of games.
How do you approach it this week with, you know, everybody knows what the tiebreaker situations are going to be if they win or you win, and, you know, I mean, obviously whoever wins is going to be in sole possession of first place. How do you kind of balance, you know, stressing the importance of this game in the AFC West, your team, versus, you know, not stressing it too much where it's the entire season?
Well, again, that's what I was talking about. You know, this is a big game, and you're playing a team in your division, and you're tied for first place. It's as big as you can get at this point. But, you know, whatever happens, next week's game is going to be bigger because, you know, there's still a lot of season left.
Norv, first time you guys played, Champ moved around a little bit to match up against Vincent. Do you expect him to be full-time on Vincent Jackson Sunday? Champ Bailey?
That's hard for me because, you know, we've got two big receivers. We move our guys around quite a bit. You know, I thought it was a good move with Champ and matching him up on Vincent, and Champ played extremely well. So I'm sure we'll see some of that. I don't know that we'd see it the entire game.
Coach, jumping back to Royal, when you have a guy like that can produce in two phases of the game, special teams and offense, how much harder does it make to kind of game plan against somebody like that?
Well, it's, you know, it's two different, like you just said, it's two different phases. I mean, our coverage teams are very aware that he had a great game, you know, that they did a great job in getting him free. We have to do a better job with that. Now you flip it right over to the secondary and our defense, and, you know, again, he's so dangerous after the catch. The short throws and the big runs are very concerning to us. You know, it's similar, I think, that you would say on the other side of it with Darren Sproles. You know, he's been a lot more involved in our offense, and obviously he's a threat on kickoffs, returns, and punt returns, but we've been able to get him the ball in space offensively, so I think he presents a similar type threat.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right.